with SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. At the conclusion of Friday's summit with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, President Trump said there's no deal until there's a deal. But special U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff told Fox News Sunday there were some accomplishments met at the meeting in Alaska.
Agreed on much more robust security guarantees. The Russians agreed on enshrining legislatively language that would prevent them from or that they would attest to not attempting to take any more land from Ukraine after a peace deal.
Tomorrow, the president will host Ukrainian President Zelensky, along with several NATO and European leaders, about ending the Russia-Ukraine war. Israeli protesters demanding a deal to free hostages in Gaza have attempted to shut down the country in one of the largest and fiercest protests of the war. Organizers believe hundreds of thousands of people took part, frustration growing in Israel over plans for a new military offensive in Gaza, amid fear that those plans could further endanger the remaining hostages. Alcohol consumption is down in America amid concerns about health factors.
The shift is driven by younger adults ages 18 to 34, of whom 66% say even one or two drinks a day is bad for your health. Even people who drink told pollsters they're drinking less. While moderate drinking was once thought to have benefits for heart health, recently researchers say there's overwhelming evidence that alcohol consumption leads to negative health outcomes and is a leading cause of cancer. The poll finds beer is still the top choice among men, while women were more likely to reach for a glass of wine. I'm Jennifer King.
Spain is deploying 500 more soldiers to help battle wildfires that have raged during a prolonged heat wave. Authorities are struggling to contain forest blazes in the northwest, where firefighters are facing 12 major wildfires. SRN News. A victory for girls in Idaho, as we hear from SRN's Michael Harrington.
A U.S. district court has ruled the state can enforce a new law that bars males from female bathrooms and locker rooms in public schools. The court found that the Boise High School Sexuality and Gender Alliance, quote, failed to meet its burden because it is unlikely to succeed on its claims since the state has outlined a legitimate government interest, privacy, related to the action it took. Similar laws in other states have also been challenged. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Muslim man is going to jail for 10 years after he fired a gun outside a New York synagogue. The man was convicted of firing a shotgun in front of Temple Israel in Albany earlier this year and trying to tear down an Israeli flag while shouting Free Palestine. No one was hurt. The U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of New York says the shooting was emblematic of the anti-Semitic violence that has swept this country over the last few years. This is SRN News. Flight attendants with Air Canada have defied a return-to-work order.
Air Canada says it's suspending plans to restart operations Sunday after the union representing 10,000 striking flight attendants said they'll defy a return-to-work order and continue a strike that has stranded more than 100,000 travelers around the world during the peak summer travel season. Canada's largest airline now says they'll resume flights Monday evening. The Canada Industrial Relations Board had ordered airline staff back to work by 2 p.m. Sunday after the government intervened. At a rally outside the Toronto airport, Union President Mark Hancock said, "Our members are not going back to work. We are saying no." I'm Julie Walker.
More details online at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.